Matthew chapter 18, verse 20.
For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
And the book of Acts. While we may pick up some other verses from earlier chapters, let's start with Acts 2, verse 1. And read all the way through verse 12, if you would.
Chapter 2. And verse 2 to 12.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of rushing.
Start with verse 1 through verse 12.
And when the day of the Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans?
Through 12.
And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia in Egypt and the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews, and proselytes. Cretes, Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues, and wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed, and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this?
Okay, thank you very much, brother. Yeah, I was impressed with that, yeah.
Does everybody have a mic?
Well, we want to say to you, it's an exciting subject that we have before us this week. I want to especially speak to my younger brothers, my sisters too, but the brothers especially who take part publicly. This is your reading. You know, the way to keep this from becoming a Chuck and John and Tony and Emil lecture is to help us take part. Think of questions. Don't be afraid to ask a question, okay? There's two ways to study a subject like this. One of the ways that is common in the world that we live in today is that we would study all the bad examples that something is not. If you were looking at money in a bank, they might give you all kinds of counterfeit money and say, now you look at this and you look at this and you look at this, and you soon realize there's too many to look at. And then they turn around and say, no, let's change it. Let's give you that which is perfect and real and without a flaw. No error whatsoever in it. That's what we're going to look at today. We're going to look at the assembly. In that light, we're going to focus on the authority of the one that established his assembly here upon the earth. There's lots of things drawing, not just kids. Many adults face the same problems that young people face when, in fact, there are various pressures put upon them to be going somewhere other than to just a local assembly where there is a person who is the gathering point. That's what we're going to focus on today. We want to focus on our Lord Jesus himself. We want to have and leave here with the authority of the Word of God why we are going there. If I don't know why I'm going there, I'm going to be in big trouble. Why is it that I want to go to that local assembly and fellowship with those believers there who gather around the name of the Lord Jesus? So last night, John mentioned some things, or the night before, we're going to look at what is the church? What is the house of God? What is the body of Christ? What do these different terms mean to me? So Emil always asks again, have your pencil, your paper, take notes, pay attention, okay? Get enough sleep this week that you can come to the Bible study and that you're alert with what is going on. So I'll leave it open again. Emil or one of the brothers may have some opening comments before we get right into the verses.
I